Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. The State Auditor's Office has released a report on a special investigation of the Glenwood Resource Center and Client Activity Clearing Account. The special investigation was requested by center officials as a result of concerns regarding improper use of the clearing account by Carol Tibben, the former patient accounting clerk in the business office. State Auditor David Vout reported Ms. Tibben made 17 unauthorized cash withdrawals from the clearing account, which totaled $3,360 between January 1, 2009 and June 30, 2010. Of that amount, she redeposited $2,510 before she resigned on June 21, 2010. The remaining $850 has not been repaid. Tibben also prepared an unauthorized cash withdrawal from $200, which was not withdrawn from the clearing account before she was confronted by the acting superintendent regarding inconsistencies identified by staff. There were also a total of 477 voided cash withdrawals totaling $45,421, including withdrawals improperly prepared by Tibben. A copy of the report is available for review in the Office of Auditor of State and online at auditor.iowa.gov. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported 6 arrests over the weekend. On Friday, 27-year-old Amber Chandler of Calico Rock, Arkansas, was arrested for interference with official acts and possession of a controlled substance. She was held on $1,300 bond. And 61-year-old Stephen Youngers of Mount View, Arkansas, was arrested for felon in possession of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance. He was held on $6,000 bond. On Saturday, 50-year-old Paul Neil White, listed as homeless, was arrested for OWI fourth offense. He was held on $5,000 bond. On Sunday, 43-year-old William Stanton of La Vista, Nebraska, was arrested for speeding, driving while revoked, and failure to have SR-22 on file. He was held on $2,300 bond. And 49-year-old Pam June Dooley of Glenwood was arrested for aiding and abetting a protection order interference. And 31-year-old Gregory Edward Bulow of Pacific Junction was arrested today for no SR-22 on file and driving under suspension. He was held on $1,300 bond. An Anita man faces charges of serious domestic assault following an incident in Anita over the weekend. Anita police say 24-year-old Matthew Quinn Bonison was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on his own recognizance. The Iowa National Guard announced the death of 39-year-old Sergeant First Class Terry L. Pasker of Cedar Rapids. Pasker was killed by an Afghan National Directorate security officer during a mounted patrol on Saturday, July 9th, in Afghanistan at approximately 9:30 a.m. As Pasker conducted the mounted patrol, the security officer stopped Pasker's vehicle, then shot and killed both Pasker and a civilian in the vehicle. Master Sergeant Todd Epperly of Marshalltown was driving the armored vehicle in front of Pasker and stopped as soon as the shots were fired and exchanged gunfire with the Afghan security officer, killing the officer. Epperly was wounded in the attack. Pasker was assigned to Company B, 334th Brigade Support Battalion, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, Iowa Army National Guard, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Construction continues on Birch Street in Atlantic between 7th and 14th Streets. City Administrator Doug Harris says the project is scheduled to be completed within a month, weather permitting.
Supposed to start to have them lay concrete the first 3 blocks today, but with the rain last night, the base was too wet. I would say they should finish up, unless we just run into some real terrible weather, within the next 4 weeks.
Birch Street is being fully reconstructed as opposed to just a resurfacing. 11 other projects are scheduled in Atlantic this year. A Southwest Iowa Community College is getting a financial boost from the U.S. Department of Education. Southwestern Community College, with locations in Creston and Red Oak, has been awarded $230,000 from the Department of Education's Talent Search Fund program. The program has been created to increase the number of disadvantaged youth who complete high school and enroll in post-secondary education. The Iowa Department of Economic Development awarded community development block grant funds to support 88 community investment projects. The federally funded grants were awarded for community facilities, infrastructure improvements, and single-family owner-occupied housing rehabilitation. In Southwest Iowa, Anita will receive $500,000. Cumberland, $200,000. Essex, $287,000. Griswold, $500,000. Lenox, $225,000. And Mondamin, $116,000 for sanitary sewer collection improvements. Creston will receive $600,000 for water distribution system improvements. Panora will receive $500,000 for water treatment plant improvements. And Mendon will receive $300,000 for water tower construction. Atlantic will receive $484,500 for rehabilitation of 13 owner-occupied single-family units. Bedford will receive $241,000 for 6 units. Harlan will receive $373,000 for 10 units. Logan will receive $383,000 for 10 units. Mount Air will receive $203,500 for 5 units. And Shenandoah will receive $373,000 for 10 units. And that's news. I'm Mandy Bellings.